I talked about this yesterday, and here, you can't believe this, but it's fact. The New South Wales Director of Public Prosecutions, Lloyd Babb, appeared before State Parliament's ICAC Oversight Committee yesterday. He confirmed what I spoke to Chris Merritt, the legal affairs editor of the Australian newspaper. He confirmed what I spoke to Chris about yesterday as well, namely that ICAC continues to withhold evidence from the DPP in relation to a case that ICAC has recommended the DPP prosecute. Lloyd Babb said it is in relation to a prosecution still in the local court. He said the obligations on investigative agencies are palpably clear, and I have to work under the expectation that that investigative agencies are compliant in their duty of disclosure. Nothing new about Lloyd Babb's observations. Remember the Murray Keir case, which was thrown out of court earlier this year? Corrupt, he was called, by Latham and her mob, her acolyte, her stack of lickspittles. Well, Murray Keir, thank God, he got into court. And he was cleared. The DPP wouldn't have even mounted a case if it had seen all the evidence. But exculpatory evidence favourable to Murray Keir only came to light during the trial. Thank God he got to court. ICAC had withheld it from the DPP and only passed on material which supported its Keir is corrupt scenario. The DPP is now aware of ICAC's shenanigans. It has formally requested specific, no doubt exculpatory evidence, from exculpatory evidence is a complicated word, evidence which is favourable to the accused. It's formally requested specific exculpatory evidence from ICAC in relation to another unspecified case, which ICAC obstinately refuses to release. Megan Latham will appear before the Oversight Committee today. Only one issue matters. Why did she do it? What possible reason could our ICAC have for withholding evidence concerning a criminal prosecution when constitutionally all material must be made available? But then, why did Latham pursue Margaret Keneen and lose hands down, six blot in the High Court? And why does Megan Latham still have a job?